That's correct, yes. So welcome everyone, or hello everyone. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to join your session today. It's larger than I imagined it was going to be when first setting out to come along here today. We've been doing a bit of a tour around the country promoting the Digital Health Technology Catalyst, and I've been opening the sessions with an overview of the kind of innovation landscape and the help that's available to businesses that want to innovate in health and care. But to get started, I thought I would just position us in the kind of landscape in terms of the national picture. I'm the Knowledge Transfer Network. Well, not all of it, but I work for it there. And the other bits that are part of the family are the Enterprise Europe Network and the Catapult Network. And I've got a couple of the slides about those later on as well, so I can give you a bit of detail on them. But we are funded by Innovate UK, which is Chris's organisation, and they distribute grants and set the sort of strategic direction for innovation for business-led innovation in the country. Obviously, the research that goes into universities comes from the research councils at the moment, and there's a change afoot, and there'll be a new organisation called RI UK, Research and Innovation UK, which will bring that together sometime during next year. I think it's probably in the next budget that that'll be announced. All of us are funded through BEIS, which is the spending department that funds all of this stuff. So that's who we are in terms of the national picture. Knowledge Transfer Network, so we're all about helping and stimulating and feeding the process which creates innovation, which is often mostly around introductions, connections, collaborations, and understanding the landscape that you're working within. Now, we do cover all industry sectors, not just health and care, so it's very broad in terms of that, but it's also collected together in one place, which is one of the unique properties of KTN, is that we've got all these sectors in one place and we can translate knowledge between those areas. So that's kind of what we do there. There's more than 120 of us now because the KTP system, Knowledge Transfer Partnership funding system as well, is now part of the KTN's offer. And the KTAs, the Knowledge Transfer Advisors, are now part of the KTN too. So we're about 150 now. And if you know about KTPs, they're a very useful way of translating innovation into your organisations as a business. So I should emphasise again that KTN and Innovate are about business-focused R&D and research and development. So just to quickly sort of build upon the cross-sector nature of KTN, these verticals are the kind of home bases that we have. So I'm in the life sciences team, and my actual job title is Knowledge Transfer Manager for Health and Care, so it's very long. And a lot of that innovation at the moment is around digital. So just to shorten that, I say I look after digital health. So that's my bit. But if we're going to do that properly, and we're going to translate the innovations from sensors, from AI, from all those other things, then other colleagues in these other departments or groups within the organisation often work with me and I with them to do that. And we do that across all sectors. I'm also working in offshore renewable energy at the moment myself, which is quite interesting. We have ongoing cross-cutting themes as well, which you can see on there too. So they're kind of directly across all the sectors. So how do we do this knowledge transferring stuff? Well, we come and talk to people at events like this today, so third-party events. We run our own events. We have an online presence, so the website which you can register on. We're free to join, so join us. You can click through and be fed information through a series of newsletters in whichever sector you think you're most interested in, typically more than one, I would say. So you can go on the website and find stuff out from our constant news feeds, or follow people like myself and other colleagues on Twitter, etc., etc. Lots of ways that you can find stuff out. And we're always posting up information about funding, events, etc. We do deliberate bespoke partnering meetings and other activities of that nature too. And we can talk to people about working with you on those as well. So if you want to do anything in this space around innovation, around partnering, then do drop me a line or have a chat with me afterwards. Funding is a complex area. The right funding at the right time is important. We can help the initial discussions with businesses who are looking for that kind of support as well. And we do have an access to funding and finance stream, which you saw on the other slide. So one of the other things we do is we take this sort of insanely complicated vision of the innovation landscape for the UK. You can't possibly read it, so don't really bother trying. And collectively, we understand that pretty well. So if you're going to work in this space, whatever sector you're in, health and life sciences being its own complexity, then we know about who needs to be involved at what stage, you know, what are the drivers, and what help is available regionally, locally, nationally, internationally, in terms of support, and also, you know, what you need to understand if you're going to innovate in that space. That's good, because if you're busy running a business, a startup, or whatever it might be, whatever stage it's at, some of this stuff could be a little bit beyond your your current knowledge, and certainly it's going to distract you from the job in hand somewhat. So do get in touch with us as well if you're interested in just understanding the landscape better. Talked about innovation a few times, but just to kind of maybe give it a little bit more context, we consider where we work quite carefully, and to a certain extent anyway. I don't know if you're aware of or heard of technology readiness levels. I hope most people have by now. It's quite sort of famous now, really. It's a NASA score. So 1 means it's an idea, and 9 means it's orbiting the Earth, I guess, if it's NASA. Universities work at the kind of blue sky end, new, really new whizzy stuff, some of which has no real home yet. Business works here, exploiting all that great stuff and turning it into value. We help in this middle bit here in terms of the funding, from which Chris will talk about shortly, some of that anyway, and this kind of understanding the innovation ecosystem. Sort of starting to move towards funding now a little bit. Innovate UK have now got a structure which sees them working in a series of pillars. These are the pillars. There's also a fifth one called the open core. So funding is announced every 6 months roughly for each one of these pillars. So there's always a call coming out from Innovate UK, and they come out in 6 months, like a metronome. Every 6 months in each sector there's a call announced, which is quite cool because it means that if you miss one, there's another one in 6 months. So they come out under these themes, but they're pretty broad, and quite often digital health stuff has been finding its home in infrastructure systems of late, because they always have a health and well-being element to what they're looking for solutions for. So, health. The health team, I've already mentioned where I sit, kind of in here. We also cover med tech specifically as a sector, which Innovate UK don't, from the original slide as you saw there, and pharma, but particularly around advanced therapies, cell and gene therapy, and that kind of stuff. And you can see how all that converges anyway. Probably preaching somewhat to the converted in this room, that is kind of how the health and the life sciences team set up. The sector itself is extremely valuable to the UK economy. These figures here, source unknown, I must say, they're in the slide deck from somewhere, say that it's a very important sector to the UK economy. I don't need to elaborate any further. Lots of people working in high value jobs, lots of export opportunities as well, growing, a never ending growth market globally, I would say, health and care. So, funding. This slide shows some of the funding against TRL level, again, down the bottom, that's available from the private sort of sector, Innovate UK and its family, and a sort of mostly closely associated other organisations, and then the stuff which is more on the clinical or the research side. But there is opportunity for industry to be funded from all of these, actually. And I will have to point this out again. This one here, CRG, that's very, very interesting. That stands for Crazy Rich Guy. Apparently that's a legitimate source of funding for start-up companies. So that's good news. Oh, girl. Oh, you could, yeah. I was a guy. Okay, I'll have to change that again as well. CR. Right, okay. Grants overview. So grants can be national ones like Innovate. We're going to hear from Chris about. They could be regionally based. They could be from Europe. And they could be sector specific, which Digital Health Technology Catalyst is one of. And they're all available online. So if you followed that link, if you could click on it, you'd see every single call that Innovate have got out currently in one place. Not all of them actually, so that's just the Innovate UK ones. You know about all this, I'm not going to dwell on it. SBRI is another source of funding. NHS England provide the input to and provide the public sector customer for these contracts for R&D. They're not actually grants, so it's not quite true. Scotland have got one just opened recently. Anyone can apply for any of them, doesn't matter where they are. And theirs is in a Cancer Innovation Challenge, and they've done others before, and Wales are doing them too. So keep your eyes open, you can apply for all of them. That's how it works, periodically. NIHR have just got a new call out for MedTech as well. There'll probably be people in the room who know more about this area than I do. So Eye for Eye, which is a dedicated MedTech funding with uncapped awards and so forth, needs to have a clinical partner, but it can, you know, SMEs can participate in this funding stream. This is a bit more information about that. It's collaborative, much like the second part of Digital Health Technology Catalyst and so forth. There's also money still available from Europe. We can participate in all of these funding schemes too. Still, the big Horizon 2020 R&D projects or the SMA instrument, which is typically where the people I talk to are more interested in becoming involved. So SMA instrument is quite generous with 2 phases, up to 2.5 million euros for the second phase. aimed at SMEs and can be a single SME. They don't need to actually collaborate with other countries to participate in SME instrument, which actually sometimes makes it more interesting. The EEN and the catapults are the last bit of my slide deck. So Enterprise Europe Network is broad in terms of reach compared to the thematic sort of specialism of the KTN. Covers many countries across the world, not just in Europe. 51 countries with 600 partnering organisations, and they offer quite a lot in the way of networking for partners, for European cores, but just generally in terms of if you've got technology, you're looking for a home, or you're looking for a partner with technology to fit into your project, they have a lot of that. Can I go back again? They have a lot of that available online, and they have people similar to myself in all regions of the UK and all regions of these 51 countries, so very useful networking tool, the Enterprise Europe Network, and part of our family, and very happy to work with them, and also particularly expert in the SME instrument if you're interested in digging into that in any more detail. They are also more useful, I would say, than the KTN for the kind of very business focused support stuff like R&D tax credits and IP protection and that kind of stuff as well, more general business stuff. Catapults work in the same innovation space as all of us, Chris and I, except that they do stuff. So they don't just network, they have people and resources, technology expertise that can work on projects and actually deliver and really push innovation into the market or help draw the innovation into the market, commercializing the great output from what you as SMEs are doing. The only one which is incorrect on this particular diagram at the minute, I think, is the Precision Medicine Catapult, which is now no more. And a lot of its activities have been merged with the medicines manufacturing activities, or medicines discovery, I should say, activities. And there's been a whole load of announcements in industrial strategy around cell and gene therapy recently as well. So there's a lot of good stuff going on with doing stuff in the real world and delivering out, you know, actual hardware products and services through these catapults. I work most closely with the Digital Catapult, which has got bases all over the country, actually, not just in London, but that's the main one. But increasingly, we think we're going to be having some work. I mean, Chris has got something on the go at the minute with the satellite applications guy. So there's a whole load of opportunities to work in the health space amongst this network too. So that's it. That's what we do. I'll stop after that and let Chris take over with Digital Health Technology Catalyst, which is a mouthful. Thank you.